was one of 10 children born to Jesse and Annie Birchall, who both came from very old Roffey and Horsham families. Annie Birchall, who was previously a Garner, was the second child to be christened in the little Methodist chapel in Crawley Road, where her mother and father were elders. During their early married life, they lived in several cottages along the Crawley Road and also in Little Haven Lane, which were rented and where many of their children were born. When my father was about 7, he moved with the whole family down to Oak Hill Cottage, a small cottage situated at the end of Oak Hill Road up the cinder path, which had been occupied previously by a relative and was therefore offered to them. Here they spent an idyllic childhood, although it must often have been a struggle to feed and clothe such a large family, especially when at that time there was no help from the government. This tape records my father showing his sister the alterations made to his home by the council.
Thank you, Len. All the best, yes, mate.
See if it's all.
I said, yeah, I'll stay home and help you, Mum. But I never thought it was going to last 60 years.
Yeah, I said all that lifetime of caring.
I took on her, looking after her, I thought, but then it come to all the family, you see.
Yeah. I remember you washing out the bandages as a child, I remember all them bandages.
Oh, bandages, don't talk about bandages. No, you didn't have any nurses coming in.
No.
You're part of a very old horse and family because your mother and father lived here all their life, and your grandfather lived here all their life, and it would be nice if you could put on tape some of the memories. So would you like to tell us something about your childhood and the things you could remember?
Very well.
About your childhood and the things you could remember.
We's old nippers down Oak Hill there, and then we had a good life, actually. It's the old room. We used to have the old timber yard up, the logs up in the timber yard, the old where the timber yard used to put their logs up. We were playing all amongst these logs and that. And, oh, we had a good time as youngsters. But of course, then the war came on as we got older, and we'd all dragged into it, and that was what it is. I travelled all around very southern England quite a bit during the war time, you know, following the doodlebugs and that, and on the guns, and I'd done a 5 year over the month, 4 years and 11 months out of the army, and, pretty well all over southern England. Of course, that's where the doodlebugs was, and come over here mostly over South England, Southern England.
So that was quite a contrast to the childhood that you had then, really. But that was quite a contrast from the childhood that you had from.
Oh, yeah, it was a bit of awakening when we had to go in the army. Several of our boys all played together. Bill was in the army, but he got out. He got out after about 2.5 years, I think Bill did.
And some of you, the boys.
Cecil Brett, he was in the right out east somewhere. He was a long way away. He's dead now, dead and gone.
Yeah. So really the childhood that you had was so different from that later when you left Horsham and went out to the other. I mean, your childhood of being in the cottage and playing around the grounds, and that was a different world altogether.
Oh yeah, different. I mean, we didn't have no cycles and that like kiddies got now, and roller skates and all. I didn't have my first bike till I was 26, and I had to have it on instalments up Goldie Road, old Bill Earns up.
I seem to remember once that you told me you went carol singing. You used to go.
Yeah, went carol singing Depot Road, right opposite where that lake is. Oh, lovely barn. We went in there, and old Reg Rogers and me and started singing, and they said, oh, come inside. And they opened the door and let us in. And they were singing. They said, and we got in there, we couldn't sing a note. So they give us eightney, and that was it. That was our lot. We sing outside, but once we got inside, we were both too shy to sing. And he gave us eightney and told us to go to.
So you might have got a drink and a mince pie if you sung.
Aye?
You might have got a drink and a mince pie if you sung.
Oh, if we'd have sung, yeah, but we couldn't sing when we got in there. We sing carols out. We used to go around Depot Road, Slenners Road, Norway, Rogers and me. Proper carol singers. But once we got inside the house, we had it. That was our lot.
And you were telling me about Bill and his drum.
Oh, yeah, Bill used to sit on the old gate pillar, right where the old guy hung, and we used to sit him up on there, and he used to play this little tin drum when the old troops was out marching on their route march. Oh yeah, it was quite interesting.
And do you remember how Grandad used to store the apples in the shop?
Yeah, and what they used to call it, a boarding shop. I don't know why they called it a boarding shop. It used to have shelves and shelves of the Edwin Japs and July Ripes and Blackjacks. Three sort of apples there.
And Christmas, we used to get some. All the family used to be given apples.
Oh yeah. They didn't offer no apples.
And there was a quince tree.
And there's a quince tree there, and two quince trees actually. They're very rare now.
Yeah. And can you remember Horsham Carfax in those days?
Yes, I remember we used to go down in the Sunday nights as boys and keep marching round and round round the car factory, the old band playing, we march trying to pick up some girl, you know. God,
so it was a bit of a sun parade.
Yeah, it was a Sunday outing, that was more or less.
Yeah. And can you remember Middle Street? Because Middle Street used to be open, didn't it?
You right through there, one way traffic through there one time. Only one thing could come the way. If one was one end and see them, and can I, you had to wait till the other one pulled out. Yeah, oh yeah, Middle Street, I remember all Middle Street.
Yeah,